Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to worship this morning. Our watchword for the week comes from John, the 6th chapter, verse 63. Jesus said, "The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life." Let us ponder those words as we hear our morning prelude. You to stand and pray with me our call to worship this morning, found printed in your bulletin. The Lord redeems the lives of those who serve. Thanks be to God. No one who takes refuge in the Lord will be condemned. Praise be to God. Almighty God, we dedicate ourselves to serve you. You alone are our Lord and Redeemer. Accept the offerings of our lives this day. We come to worship and give ourselves to you. While we remain standing, let's turn to page 769 and sing our opening hymn, "God is My Strong Salvation."
Thank you.
I've said it before, blessed be the flexible, for they shall not be broken. Today's one of those days. Brother Reed texted early this morning and said he wasn't feeling well, and so I suggested that he just remain home and recuperate and that I would take over things. So if I seem chaotic up here, I am. It's okay. It's okay. We're not going to do a children's message this morning. We don't have very many here anyway, so we're going to skip through that and we'll get right to our morning announcements. After church today, we have a youth lunch in the fellowship building. We're having a taco bar. We invite each of you to come to that. A love offering will be accepted and received, and we love having you guys, and I know most of you love coming to the lunch, so hope to see you there. This morning, our organ is acting a little funky, so Laura has graciously just moved right on over to the piano, and we do what we do. So we'll get that taken care of as soon as we can. Kay has mentioned to me that her husband Steve will be having knee surgery Tuesday, so keep Brother Steve in your prayer. My understanding of talking with her this morning is that while his knees have been replaced, it's time to do it again. And so just pray for him and for Kay at that upcoming procedure. Next Saturday, we'll have our end of summer blast, which is always a hit in the community. We invite you to come out from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., and we'll have games and food and fellowship. Of course, the dunking booth and the bounce house, and yes, you're welcome to do both. So please come and join us. The Marvelous Moravians will meet on Tuesday, September the 10th at 11 a.m., and they will meet at the Moose Cafe for lunch. Choir, we need choir members. We have a wonderful choir, but always welcome. So if you sing and you want to join us, you can always come and give it a whirl and see how things go. An important one, the 7th of September, not next Saturday, but the Saturday after that, we will have a meeting in the fellowship that morning for our safe sanctuary policy. Anyone who works with the youth or the elderly or an employee or whatever needs to come to that meeting if you can. And we will give you an update on some things that we've changed in that policy, as well as all of us will take our drug test that day and get back on the good side of having a safe sanctuary. I think that's all the announcements that I have this morning. Does anyone have any others?
We'll be making chicken pies again this Wednesday.
From 9 to 1.
Anybody is welcome to come help or come clean up. But if anybody can come help, that would be great.
Perfect. Wednesday morning, fellowship building.
Wednesday morning, fellowship.
Gotcha. Chicken pies are definitely a favorite. Are there other announcements? Well, seeing none, today we celebrate education, and although our children here in Forsyth County have already begun their school year, many of the other schools will begin tomorrow. And so today we'll pray together the Liturgy for Education, found on page 127. And I invite you to stand. And the final hymn, it says in our bulletin that we are going to skip it, but we are going to sing the last hymn in this liturgy. We praise you, Lord. We give thanks to you with our whole heart. Great are your works, full of honor and majesty, and studied by all who delight in them. The works of your hands are faithful and just. Your precepts are trustworthy. Our reverence for you is the beginning of wisdom. You are to be praised forever.
Thank you.
comes every good and perfect gift. We praise you for the wisdom, power, and love displayed in the natural universe and in humanity, whom you have placed within it to care for it and nurture it. All glory to you, omniscient God, light of the world. We praise you for being the eternal truth. All glory to you, Christ our teacher, revealer of the deep things of God. We praise you for your gifts of awe and wonder, which lead us on the path of true wisdom. All glory to you, Holy Spirit. God of vision and wisdom, we confess our short-sightedness and folly in our search for knowledge and understanding, for our pride in pursuing and using knowledge in ways that make us think we are superior to others. We ask your forgiveness
for our misuse of science and technology,
of people, and the abuse of creation. We ask your forgiveness for our failure to ask hard questions and our willingness to be satisfied with easy answers, for our ignorance of history and tradition, and for our stubborn resistance to new insights of both heart and mind. We ask your forgiveness. The study of Scripture, the foundation of all true learning, although your splendor has illuminated our path, we have chosen to walk in darkness. Although your guidance is always available, we have relied upon our own will. Although you have given us wise counsel, inspired writers, and thoughtful teachers, we have turned to our own ways. Gracious God, you forgive us through Jesus Christ. In humble acknowledgement of your love revealed in him, we give you thanks and we pray the prayer he taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Divine Teacher, to you we command all who learn, infants tasting and touching, children exploring in play, youth testing and challenging, and adults continuing the quest. Bless our learning with your Spirit. In the disciplined mastery of subject and skill, in the reflection on life experience, in the practical wisdom of long years, bless our learning with your Spirit. At every age and in every circumstance of life, bless our learning with your Spirit. Give patience and understanding to those who teach. Give perseverance and openness of heart and mind to those who learn. Bless our learning with your Spirit. Spirit of Truth, to you we commend all the educational ministries of the Church. Guide us in the search of the Scriptures, in the study of creation, and in the pursuit of truth. Give to parents your wisdom and thoughts, that with love and understanding they may guide to Christian maturity the young lives entrusted to their care. May congregations nurture faith in children, youth, and adults. Hear our prayer, Spirit of Truth. Bless all those responsible for education in our community and country, teachers and administrators, custodians and clerks, students and families, for their gifts and their service. We give you thanks for all the diversity of human study and knowledge, for science and art, for literature and drama, for labor and play, for all the teaching experiences of life. We give you thanks. Let us stand. To the God of lasting wisdom, to the God of relentless change, to God be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. Our first scripture lesson today comes from the book of Psalm, the 34th chapter, verses 15 through 22. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against evildoers, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and rescues them from all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord rescues them from them all. He keeps all their bones. Not one of them will be broken. Evil brings death to the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be condemned. The Lord redeems the life of his servants. None of those who take refuge in him will be condemned. Let us go to God in prayer. Father God, we give you thanks for this day. We give you thanks for the sunshine. We give you thanks for the winds, for all the beautiful things that you have created in nature. We give you thanks for our church family, and for our ability and freedom to gather here and worship you. For all the many gifts that you have bestowed upon us, including financially, Lord, we give you thanks. And we return a portion of it to you and pray that you use it towards the furthering of your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our second lesson today comes from the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 14 through 20. Stand, therefore, and fasten the belt of truth around your waist, and put on the breastplate of righteousness. As shoes for your feet, put on whatever will make you ready to proclaim the gospel of peace. With all of these, take the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times, in every prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert and always persevere in supplication for all the saints. Pray also for me, so that when I speak, a message may be given to me to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it boldly, as I must speak. Our next hymn will be hymn 754, When Peace Like a River, and we'll sing verses 1, 3, and 4, and you may remain seated. Lesson today comes from the book of John, the 6th chapter, verses 56 through 69. To those who eat my flesh and drink my blood, abide in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like that which your ancestors ate and they died. But the one who eats this bread will live forever. He said these things while he was teaching in the synagogue at Capernaum. And many of his disciples heard it, and they said, "This teaching is difficult. Who can accept it?" But Jesus, being aware that his disciples were complaining about it, said to them, "Does this offend you? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh is useless. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But among you there are some who do not believe." For Jesus knew from the first who were the ones that did not believe and who was the one that would betray him. And he said, "For this reason I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted by the Father." Because of this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer went about with him. So Jesus asked the 12, "Do you also wish to go away?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words to eternal life. We have come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God." The word of God for the people of God, and thanks be to God. So as I said, this morning I was given a change of plans, and so I do not have a sermon ready for you today. You're in luck. But I do want to take this opportunity to talk about the next 5 Sundays coming up here at church. Beginning next week, September the 1st already, we will begin Stewardship Month. Now, I know most of y'all think stewardship means, oh God, they're going to beat us over the head begging for money. We are. But actually, we're going to do some other things too. Stewardship does not just mean money, although most of us think it does. Stewardship means taking care of things. So that means the earth, the church, the building, the people, as well as financially. And we're going to talk about some of those things over the next 5 weeks. Next week will be sort of like an introduction to what we're going to be doing. The second week, Sabrina is going to give us a State of the Finances address, where she will talk about what you see in your monthly budget. I know it's funny, right? State of the finances. But seriously, we have come short of our budget continually for like years now. Every month we're robbing Peter to pay Paul in a matter of words. And so what can we do? That's kind of what we're going to talk about. What can we do to change that? Not that we're going to beg you for any more money. We're just going to address it as it is and not try to pretend that it isn't there. The next week, the third week, we will be presenting this year's budget for church council, which will be later on. But this gives you guys an opportunity to see the budget, and if you have questions and that sort of thing, because it seemed to me personally that we've just presented it right before church council, and you don't get no time to talk about it. And so it's like, why are we even presenting it? Because it's either a go or go home kind of thing. And so this will give you a chance to read it. You know, have any questions answered, any changes that need to be made, we can make before church council, that sort of thing. So a good opportunity there. The fourth Sunday will be a Legacy Sunday. This is when we will talk about how some of us, just being us, leave legacies to the church, like when the fellowship building was built or the labyrinth was built, or this choir loft was redone. Just the many, many, many things that have taken place in this church by many, many wonderful people, and their legacy lives on, and you are a part of that legacy. You know, we can think about the Marks family and the missions, or Michael and what he's currently doing right now. And speaking of Michael, on the fifth Sunday, as a closing to this process, we will be having our children's love feast made up from before, and Michael will be speaking, and John and Abona will be coming to speak also that Sunday, and we're excited to hear about the wonderful ministry going through him and how God is working through him and all of that. And then we're going to invite you at that point to answer a why question, and there'll be more about that later, but there will be a why question, and we're hoping that some of you will answer that why question at our anniversary love feast later in October. So some exciting things coming, and don't run away and skip out on September. It's going to be fun. It's going to be different. But look forward to those things coming up. I forgot to mention this morning that in our announcements that our friend Donald, who has been staying here at the church grounds for a while, we'll be having surgery tomorrow, getting his hernia fixed finally. So keep him in your prayers as well as God moves through him and takes him on to the next place in life. So anyway, let us go to God in prayer. Father God, we pause in this moment to give you thanks for all the history that you have given us here at this church. We pray that you fill each one of us here today and those of us who were absent today with your Holy Spirit and enable us to continue that ministry for many, many years to come. Father, each of us have a role in stewardship, and we pray that you bless our role in stewardship here and that together we may leave your legacy for generations to come. This we ask in Jesus' name. We'll close this morning by singing hymn 743, "Oh, What a Friend We Have in Jesus." Let us stand.
Thank you.
Jesus said, "The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life." May we go through this week sharing kind words with one another and words that offer the true spirit and life. Go in peace. Serve the Lord. Amen.